It's Tuesday, April 9th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. According to BoxOfficeMojo.com, the pro-life movie Unplanned has reached $12.8 million in box office receipts, beating out all previous pro-life movie releases, including Gosnell, which topped out at $3.7 million last year. Other pro-life movies include Bella, released in 2006, which pulled in $8 million at the box office, and the 2011 release October Baby, which earned $5 million. Praise God, pro-life movies are gaining traction in America. The World View spoke to Sean Carney, president of 40 Days for Life. He and his wife, Mary Lisa, reached out to Abby Johnson when she worked at Planned Parenthood in College Station, Texas, and they were the first people she ran to when she resigned from her job. Carney told us the life-saving business is booming.
For stats, it's beautiful. The saved babies that we count and can confirm is about to hit 16,000 babies. We're in the midst of a 40 Days for Life campaign right now, and so we're approaching 16,000 babies that we know of. We've had 186 abortion facility workers have a change of heart. Abby was the 26th out of 186 workers. And then we've seen 99 abortion facilities close their doors and go out of business, including Abby Johnson's, where 40 Days for Life first began. And that facility now serves as the headquarters for 40 Days for Life.
Carney encouraged those who might be fearful of joining the pro-life prayer warriors on the sidewalk.
If you're nervous about going out for the first time, you're just normal. I was. Everybody is. There's some timidity there. But just go. That's why you're entering into a prayer vigil. It's not a protest. We have great leaders. We have great relationships with local law enforcement. Our campaigns are safe. No one's ever regretted going out and peacefully praying at a 40 Days for Life campaign.
Find a 40 Days for Life prayer vigil near you at 40daysforlife.com. The children's movie How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, takes the second place as the biggest box office blockbuster of the year so far. The homosexual film director told Collider.com that the goal of this movie was to quote-unquote normalize homosexuality in the character Gobber. Dean DeBlois informed his interviewers that the antagonist, or bad character in the film, was primarily defined as anti-inclusive, while the hero is, quote, evolving and inclusive, end quote. The number one box office hit of the year thus far is Captain Marvel, a feminist portrayal of a superhero, although the secular site Mashable critiqued the movie as having too many, quote, heavy-handed feminist moments, end quote, which came across as, quote, unquote, disingenuous. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned over the weekend. This comes as apprehension at the border is at its highest level in 10 years. President Trump has announced he is cutting off aid to South American countries, representing the increase in illegal immigration streaming across our southern border, including Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. By God's sovereign providence, a deadly and mysterious germ has surfaced in various countries around the world, including a neonatal unit in Venezuela, India, Pakistan, and South Africa, as well as New York, New Jersey, and Illinois. MSN reports that C. auris was first identified in Japan in 2009, and it is apparently resistant to the strongest antifungal medications available. An infected hospital in Spain identified 85 infections, of which 41% of the patients died. The Society for Healthcare Epidemiology estimates that roughly 160,000 Americans are dying each year from multi-drug-resistant organisms. That's up from the previous estimated 23,000 deaths. Psalm 91, 2 and 3 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Two of Oregon's most famous lesbian activists murdered their own 6 adopted children, according to the findings of a coroner's jury. Jennifer Hart and Sarah Hart died with 6 children in the car when Jennifer drove their van over a cliff on the California coast. CNN noted in its news story, quote, it seemed unfathomable that the lesbian parents would drive their children to their deaths in Mendocino County, California, end quote. However, the court heard testimony of a record of ongoing abuse and starvation, which the lesbian women had inflicted upon the children over the years. The two women gained national fame for their adoption of the children, their involvement in Black Lives Matter, the Bernie Sanders campaign, and other leftist causes. The Regnerus study released in 2012 found that children living in homosexual homes are 10 times more likely to be abused, and the situation is worse if the partners say they are quote-unquote married. Psalm 32 verse 10 says, "Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord." Fox News reported on the beautiful conversion story of Christopher Juan, who had descended into the homosexual lifestyle. After his mother came to Christ, she prayed and fasted for her son for 7 years. At one point, she fasted for 39 days straight in her prayer closet. The novel, War Room, was dedicated to her for her bold prayer, "Lord, do whatever it takes to bring this prodigal son to you." Her son was converted while serving time in prison, and now serves as a professor at Moody Bible Institute. The powerful testimony was covered by this major news source yesterday. And finally, a 13-year-old boy found a way to buy a car for his mother. William Preston traded in his Xbox and earned money with lemonade stands, mowing lawns, and helping with construction, according to CBN. With a little help from friends, family, and strangers through GoFundMe.com, the family was able to purchase a Chevrolet Metro. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, April 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for part two of Emily Swanson's Worldview Special Report about the author of God's Favor, Gary Wilkerson. I'm Adam McManus. Isaiah 54:17 says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me." This is a verse that many Christians may struggle with when faced with a trial. Gary Wilkerson, president of World Challenge, addressed how he struggled with it and came to understand it in a biblical way.
No weapon that formed against us shall prosper. And I kept getting all these things that seem to be, now in retrospect, I know they're not, but they seem to prosper. So the enemy has these weapons, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting a medical diagnosis that I don't want to hear. There's financial difficulties happening. One of my kids is a prodigal son running away from God. So I'm going like, wait a minute. These weapons seem to be prospering against me. Well, if we redefine, I believe in a more true way to the heart of God, is that ultimately none of these things destroy what God has destined for us, his plan. So I might have a shield of faith, but the reason I have a shield of faith is because I need it, because I'm going to be attacked. There's going to be fiery darts, there's going to be arrows.
1 Peter 4:12-13 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Wilkerson encouraged Christians to know that they won't go through life without trials, but that the weapons used against Christians will not destroy us.
And I used to think that when I'd say no weapon formed against me would prosper, that it means I would never be struck. I would never be hit by anything negative or difficult. And I've not found that to be my reality. I find my reality is that those weapons don't prosper. Even if the arrow pierces my side and a sword strikes me in the shoulder, I keep walking. I keep pressing. I keep forging ahead. And God's with me. And I know the outcome of this is going to be for my good and the good of others around me. That weapon's not going to prosper to try to defeat me, to cause me to give up, to cause me to live in despair. But through it all, I know, I trust, I have confidence, I have boldness. There's power in my life now that I wouldn't have had if I would not have been in that battle. So, you know, heroes are born in battles.
As we undergo trials, Romans 8:31-32 strengthens Christians with this mighty word. "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? At World Challenge, Wilkerson said his vision is to empower Christian young people to live this sort of heroic life for their Savior and Lord.
You know, that's what I do at World Challenge. We work in the poorest countries in the world, helping bring solutions to poverty and preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And we see young people all over the world just saying, man, sign me up. I want to give my life to something bigger than myself. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be tough. And God doesn't promise it's going to be a bed of roses, but he does promise that he's going to give us